Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Kitriel Blad. Parasha Ki Tisa, When You Lift Up. Week 21, 7th Aliyah. Then the Lord said to Moses, Write down these words, for in accordance with these words I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. Exodus 34, verse 27. Was Moshe a mediator? When the people sinned with the golden calf, there was a change in the Eternal's attitude towards them. Had it not been for Moshe's devotion and intercession for his people, they would have been destroyed. It was because of Moshe that the Eternal forgave the people and renewed his covenant with them. But the covenant's renewal wasn't directly with the people, but with Moshe and Israel. Hashem made a covenant with Moshe, and since he didn't want to split from his people, they also benefited from that covenant. If it weren't for Moshe, the people wouldn't have a covenant. So Moshe was a mediator between the Eternal and the people of Israel. The same happened with Messiah Yeshua, who was raised up as a prophet like Moshe, Deuteronomy 18, verses 15 and 18. The covenant was renewed with the people of Israel because of him, as it is written in Isaiah 42, verse 6 and 49, verse 8. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you a covenant for the people, a light for the nations. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I have answered you. In a day of salvation I have helped you. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritages. And in Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 33, it's very clear. It's written, Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Yehudah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke. Though I was their husband, declares the Lord, but this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And in Matthew 26, 27 and 28, it says, Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. The renewed covenant with Israel has been established through Yeshua, the Messiah, in a similar way to the renewed covenant with the people of Israel through Moshe. The difference is that the renewed covenant through the Messiah is much more powerful than the first renewal. The one who, knowing that he is doing, rejects the covenant renewal in the Messiah, won't be able to get hold of that covenant's power and will never be delivered from his sins. Blessed is the Eternal for Yeshua, the mediator of the renewed covenant with the ancient Israel. Shabbat Shalom.